Terry, that was some substitution.
So I'm not an advocate of making three changes at half time, and I wouldn't have done it if I didn't have to. Scraping the barrel a little, we were today. I mean, I have to say our team absolutely decimated with illness, and if I look at two centre halves who played second half, they haven't trained for 2 weeks, they haven't done anything. My whole midfield has got a virus, and I'm so proud that they've dug out two awkward wins at home against, albeit Eastbourne and Hayes, but we were ready. We were there for the taking today, to be honest. And at half time, I couldn't see us scoring. I couldn't see us getting back in. I would have started Kirk Hudson, but he hasn't played a game for 8 weeks. So the idea was to bring him on. I was absolutely delighted with his performance when he came on. Delighted that Ryan Jackson scored the goal, and we scored our goals when we did, because I think if they'd have got their head in front today, looking at my side, it would have took a lot to lift them. I'm very, very proud, because there's tons of illness going about. There isn't one of them not coughing and spluttering.
Mm. Caroline, a bit of criticism for some of your transfer dealings in the January transfer window last season. It looks like that could be different with the boys you brought in so far. They are excellent to that.
I think James Mulley is a no-brainer, really, in as much as he's not costing anything, and he wasn't attached to any club, and he's non-contract, so no risk there. I thought, we brought him in because he can play in three or four different places. He started off at right back. I thought he looked more comfortable in midfield. I thought he showed energy when the rest of my boys didn't have energy. And to be fair, Kirk done the same, but I hope they don't go down with what my players have got at the moment, because, I can't complain about Sammy Moore's contribution or Chuck's contribution, because they should never have been out there. Luke Moore shouldn't have been out there. Christian Jolly was on the bench but couldn't really go out there. So my priority now is to make sure they get lots of fluids on board, get themselves fit, and hopefully we can put a side out against Newport, which will be a difficult game, that will get something, because we should have Gregory coming back, I hope. He's got the virus. And Sammy Hatton coming back. And that gives me a couple of strong players to come back in.
Will you be trying to strengthen your hand even further before Monday?
It's very difficult, because I can't actually get anybody in tomorrow, in as much as they'd have to have a medical. I don't know. I don't think we'd get any paperwork done. I'm looking to strengthen in January with some additional players. And I think one side of me is absolutely delighted that we've got such a young squad, but I thought they showed today at times as well, when we were 3-1 up, we just can't pick a little pass to go 4-5.
Yeah. Terry, you said last Tuesday that you're looking to bring in one permanent signing. You've brought in James Mulley, obviously that's not the signing you were talking about.
No, you're right. Yeah.
But you said it's going to be a younger player.
It will be, and I'm hopeful of capturing somebody within the next couple of days. The Kirk Hudson was a real bonus. I've been trying to get it for ages. To nail Kirk Hudson down until the end of this, the end of this season and the playoffs, I think will be magnificent. He's one of the most gifted players I've worked with. He's got blistering pace. He's got a fantastic shot. What I loved about him today was he picked the right pass out today when he had it, and put him on a big pitch and let him get behind people, and then he'll murder him.
Newport County's defeat to Bath City today. Good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing, because it's 3 points they haven't got. Bath are a decent side. It's a difficult place to go to, Newport, so I'm glad they got beat. I'm always glad when any of the top 12 teams get beat. Any of those 12 can get in the playoffs. Our target's still very much the playoffs, We're not getting carried away. I need to get another couple in at least and make sure they gel. And we've been lucky how they gelled early on this year. You can't always expect them to gel. One of the boys, as you pointed out, will be a full-time boy, so hopefully we'll get him for a couple of years. And I don't expect all of them to come in and look as comfortable as Kirk did today. Yeah.